The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Tzadi, and we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah at the top. Kol midot shebemikdash hayu nidgashot chutz mishel kohen gadol shehaya gudsha letocha. So this, of course, it relates to the machloket that we had before. It's going to turn out that we're going to leave it to Rabbi Meir. But in any event, it says over here that when we would measure in a way that had things overflowing on top. And we said earlier that that's begeder ayin yafa, therefore we designed the kelim in that fashion, except for the kelim used for the chavitei kohen gadol, were over there because we were worried about spilling, since we needed to be divided half baboker, half acharei tzoraim. So there the kli was made so that the entire godesh would fit inside the kli, so that it wasn't necessary to have anything on top, and therefore nothing would spill. Midot halach birotzehen kodesh. And when you have something that is a beyond the godesh, that's called birutzim. So birutzim extends not only above the kli, but over the lip of the kli, and can actually fall out. What would be the din if something falls over the side, or extends over the side? So then the question is, bishlama, if we're magdish, something on top, with a gimel, magdish, something on top. So then it's within the airspace of the kli, but if it never goes into the kli, it only touches the lip of the kli, then how would the kli be mekadesh it? So here, indeed, the Gemara says, midot halach, even so, the lip apparently was kodesh, and did affect the actual kli, midat the actual content, even though it spilled over the edge. Midat hayavesh, however, when it comes to yavesh, beirut sehem chol. So anything that wasn't above the kli, but fallen over the edge, or was just on the lip, that would be chol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, midot halach kodesh. Look, it's very simple. The midot halach became kodesh with the Shemen HaMishcha. Because of that, the entire thing, inside, outside, and so on, birutzeihem kodesh. Because there the din is a din on the kli and not on the intent of the person who's magdish the kli by saying this kli should be for such and such a purpose. Bashenki midot hayavesh were never mekodesh, according to Rabbi Akiva, with the Shemen HaMishcha. Therefore, the kedusha that they have is kedushat peh. What is a person mekadesh when he's mekadesh kedushat peh? What do you need? And what you need is the area inside of the kli. Therefore, the lip of the kli or the outside of the kli is in kodesh. And lefichach beirutzehen chol. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that has nothing to do with it. It's not because of that. L'mishum zeh. It's because of the fact that lach is ne'ekar. And yavesh is not ne'ekar. The point is that when you pour liquids, obviously you have an exchange of liquid, and then some of the liquid that had entered into the kli will now pour out over the edge of the kli. You have a liquid that doesn't mix and then pour out as if it remains separated like oil and water. So therefore, with a liquid, everything had entered into the kli before it goes over the edge. Mashen came by yavesh. Of course, that's not the case. Now, when the Mishnah says, who is that going according to? Is that going according to Rabbi Meir? I mean, remember in the machloket that we had before, according to Rabbi Meir, who said the kli, there were two types, one that was godush, one that wasn't godush, of Isaron. So the godush was the kolam inachot, and the machuk was for the kohen gadol, because we were worried about spilling the chavitin when we had to split that. So, I mean, you can't really say kol midot shebimigdash ayunigdashot, because, I mean, all he was talking about was the Isaron. And according to the Rabbanan, there was only one, and it was a machuk, actually, who came out. Because we said, be the Rebbe Meir nin mad le Rabbanan. It doesn't mean to say kol midot. It means say kol mididot. So the Olam Rebbe Meir would be going according to Rebbe Meir. But when it says kol midot, it's not referring to the kli. It's referring to the way in which we would measure things in the kli, so that we would bedafka want to add a little bit on top to make it look like it was ba'ayin yafa. Midat halach beirutzehem kodesh. So what exactly is the machloket over here? I mean, Tanakama said essentially the same thing. Midat halach beirutzehem kodesh. Midat hayavesh beirutzehem chol. Comes on Rabbi Akiva and says some reason. Midat halach kodesh. L'ficha birutzeim kodesh. The actual midah was kodesh. V'maika miflagei. Tanakama sava midah talach nimshcha bein mibifnim bein mibachutz. Midah tayavish nimshcha mibifnim belo nimshcha mibachutz. There is a machlokas, even though they end up saying the same thing in terms of the impact, because the Tanakama wasn't referring to the difference of whether there had been kedusha with the shemen amishcha. Of course, it was all kodesh b'shemen amishcha. The question is, where was the shemen amishcha mashuach? So when it came to midat yavesh, it was a mashuach bibifnim, and they didn't put any of the shemen amishcha outside to make a point of only being mekadesh the container space of the kli. Mashenke in midat halach, because of the fact that when you pour things, generally it'll run down the edge of the kli. So there they were mosheach bibachutz as well. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says it's not true. The midat halach indeed was imshcha bibifnim bibachutz, but the midat yavesh didn't even do mishicha. They relied on kedushat peh. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, on the contrary, there's no difference at all between Midat Hayavesh and Midat Halach in terms of the Kiddush of the Shemana Mishcha. Ire, we're only Nimshcha Bifnim, V'lo Nimshcha Bibachot. The reason has to do with whether the Lach had been inside the Kli, and therefore was Mekudash. But the Kiddusha, if you could actually put a drop of water only on the edge and let it run down the outside, it wouldn't be Kodesh. But we're always assuming that the drop of the contents was inside. Lach ne'kar, in which case bigava, the maneka ati, it's coming from within the kli, and the yavesh ain't no ne'kar. Well, even if it is ne'kar, who cares? Remember that the intent that you had was certainly not to be makadish something that's going to be going out of the kli. And all along, we were assuming that in order to achieve a kedushat kli, there has to be da'at to achieve it. So who cares if it got inside my havi? The point is that the gavra, l'may v'tzorach k'machavein, his intent was only for what he needed. Omer Rav Dimi bar Shishla mishmei Rav, zot omeret, kli sharet b'kachin shelo midah. We'll have to say that from here you see, from the assumptions that are being made over here by Rabbi Yossi, that Yotz Kli Sharet does not require dat to be Mekash. Ravina says it's not dependent on that. It could well be that generally speaking, Liola Memelacha Kli Sharet ain't Mekachin Elamidat. And if there's no intent for Kedusha, the Kli Sharet doesn't work by magic, by something being in it. Kedusha is always a function of intent. The point over here is that the Beit Din created an effectual intent by fiat, by making a gezerah. Because since if what pours out would end up being used for chol, then people may think that it's okay to be motzi mikli sharet l'chol, not realizing that those things that are actually inside the kli sharet were intended to be kodesh are in fact in need of pidyon before you're able to use it for anything else. They might think, oh, no, it's only what remains in there that's kodesh. If I take it out, it's not. Motiv Rabbi Zera, what do you do then with the following? I mean, you're claiming that there's a gezerah, that any time something is in a position that may lead a person to believe that you could be motzei from the kli sharet l'chol, that there is an effective gezerah, that means that that is kodesh. And what do you do with the following halakha? It says that if you were misader the lechem and the bezichim. Now, we know that the Torah says specifically b'yom ha-shabbat, meaning you need to be misader dafka b'yom ha-shabbat. Suppose over here, you missed Yom HaShabbat, and you were Mesader at B'metzoy Shabbat, or L'achra Shabbat, some point during the week. You waited until Shabbat, and it means that the Lechem was not on the table the entire week. So you weren't Mekayim B'yom HaShabbat, B'yom HaShabbat. And now you go out and you're mocked to the Bezichim on the next Shabbat. Possible. Because you need to have specifically the Kedusha of the Shulchan for the entire week. So what do you do then? Ketzad Yaseh. You'll have to leave it over another week. That way, it was Mesudar B'yom HaShabbat, and you're going to be marked here, the Bezichin, on the Shabbat Haba'ah, so that it'll be there for 13 days, or how many days that you left it there. Because that's not a problem. I mean, that shouldn't worry you. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute, but once it passes the 7-day mark, so it's going to be Pasul Belina, which is usually what happens to something that was Kodesh B'Kedushat Taguf. No. Afilu hu ala shulchan yamim rabim, ein b'kach klum. There wouldn't be a problem of leaving it there, because there's no psul of lina on the lechem that comes
from the Shulchan, because it's meant to be left there for a long time. Now, it's all very nice, same Mikachum, Minyoraita, but according to you, that we're always concerned with the misunderstanding, why don't we make a gezeira that when something was left on the lechem beyond the time that would be norm, that people will say, aha, apparently there's no problem of taking things from a klisha, right? They don't become a kudat. I mean, so let's make a gezeira. Lema gezeira shema yomru mafkidim b'klei sharet, that you're allowed to leave something in a klei sharet for a couple of weeks, because apparently in the same way we understand that something on the mizbeach doesn't become posobelina, and apparently something on the shulchan doesn't become posobelina. So if I leave my dam in a klei, it's also not going to be posobelina and so on. Which, of course, is exactly the opposite. Once something is Mekudosh B'Kli, that's exactly when it does become Pasabalina, as a matter of course. And therefore, I should make a Gezerah. So clearly, we don't make a Gezerah. We rely on people's intelligence to be able to distinguish between those cases, which would be the same over here, where it pours over the edge, it was never Mekudosh, to a case where it was Mekudosh. So why would I make a Gezerah? Ah, come on, says the Gemara. What comparison is that? I mean, you're telling me that you actually believe it's the same thing for a person to make a mistake of utilizing mincha that comes all the time, any 10 minutes, he's going to see this going on, something pouring over the edge, he's being allowed to use what pours over the edge, and something that happens in the inside of the heichal, which he has no idea what's going on there, and he's going to learn from the fact that the lechem was on the shulchan. You got to be kidding. I mean, pnima chutz karamita, that's a question. You're asking something that's going on inside of the heichal from something that people are looking at all the time. Obviously, I mean, pnim lafkuleyama yade, who knows what's going on there, but people are going to come to a conclusion. I mean, it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. They don't even understand what's going on there. But chutz, I mean, everybody's looking at kuleyama yade. It's easy to make an error of that sort. Sanhata. Now, it says in the Braita, where we're dealing, in the Mishnah, in the Shkolim, where we're dealing with what happens with the various usages of things that had been purchased from the Trumat HaLishka, and that got left over, and then we got onto all of the Inyanim of leftovers. So it says over there in the Mishnah, without explaining itself, Motar Nisachim, the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Kayetz HaMizbeach, we know what that is. The Kayetz HaMizbeach are Olot, that are brought by a Tzibur, and those are brought anytime that the Mizbeach is idle. So if there's no particular chovah that needs to be brought, and no individuals that are bringing korbanas, so we have a stack of olot, and that's called kayetz, it's like a dessert for the Mizbeach. And motarot are used for that purpose. So here we're including the motar nesachim. Now the question is, where in the world do we get motar nesachim from? When you say motar nesachim, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef says, well, it's Beirut Sei Midot. So we just had all these cases where we had anything that pours out over the head, onto the head, out of the kli, that's Beirut Sei Midot. And those, since we said either they really are kodesh or they're kodesh, the point is we have extra stuff. What are we going to do with it? So we sell it, which is poded ultimately, and we use the money that comes in to purchase olot for Kayetz HaMizbeach. That's right. Yeah. Well, we take the entire year's worth of extras, sell it, and buy a stock of animals for Kayetz HaMizbeach. What do you mean? The sale by the gizbar, it turns it into chol, and the money becomes kodesh, like in every sale. It's the equivalent of pidyon, sale and pidyon. It's an exchange of the kedusha for other value. Yeah, of course. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that is not what we're referring to with Beirut Sei Midot. Oh boy, you come in late and somebody takes your place. Look at that. Comes all the way from Lakewood, New Jersey to take your place. Nah, he comes all the way from Virginia. Yogan, it says, you know, it's kotash shanino. I mean, we have some serious motar nesachim because we have a special halacha that you'll recall that deals that are made by Hegdesh are often end up giving a lot of extra money to Hegdesh. Why is that? Because you got to keep a deal. That would be everybody got to keep a deal if you agree to provide, let's say, 4 liter per dollar of wine, or whatever it is, oil, whatever it is. How about if the price changes, and now, actually, the market falls, but you made a deal that you're only going to provide 4. Now, it's really on the market. Hegdesh could have been able to buy 6. Well, you're going to have to pay 6. And if the price changes, and now, really, it's only worth 3, you're still going to have to pay 4. Provide 4. Yad Hegdesh al Elyona. You can't lose if you're Hegdesh. So If that's the case, wherever we had made a deal, let's say, to provide for $3 million worth of oil, we could end up with an extra $100,000 worth of oil, just the market fluctuation. And this is a great game to play. As a matter of fact, there's derivatives, Hegdish derivatives, I hear Bob has been interested in. You can get a smile out of the guy from nothing anymore. Used to be you'd look at that and your whole day would be up with it. All right, anyway, so we take that extra, and that's what we're talking about. And it's just remember the din, kotash shaninu. We have this entire halacha that we learned also in Shkalim, that a mekabel alav zapek silatot mi'arba. Medu b'shalosh, too bad. Yizapek mi'arba. Somebody, a supplier who agrees to give four per dollar, let's say, and now it's much more expensive, the price has increased 25%, he's still got to provide the same four. And on the other hand, if now the price has fallen, he agreed to provide now shalosh, and it's really for the same money you can get four, he's going to have to provide four, because Yad Hegdesh is always al el yonah. We got a lot of extra Beirutzei Midot, not Beirutzei Midot, Motar. Straight out, that's not a little bit that dribbles down the edge of a kli. Now the fact is, Tanya Kavati Rabbi Yosef, that it means Beirutzei Midot, Motar, and Tanya Kavati Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, there's brayot that support both of these interpretations of the word motar. Tanya kavatei Rabbi Bar Yosef beirutzei midot halalu mahayu osim b'hen. So it's a direct reference to our type of beirutzei midot in our Mishnah. Im yesh zevach acher. So you got extra. You karev imo. You can dedicate it for some other extra that you got to bring. Remember, there are cases also where Bezdin has got to provide the nesachim. Even let's say he's a goy, sends a korban. So we have this deal that we provided from. If he didn't send this. Sense of carbon. I mean, if he didn't provide his own nesachim, we provided. Use it for that, whatever. But once you're mekadesh at the kli, obviously, then it's going to be possible. Lina. Now, imlab mekitzin be'matam izbeah. You don't have anything to do with it, so then save it up and use it for kayetze mizbeah. Meaning what? Kayetze mau olot. What do you do with them? Same thing you do with every olot. The basar is part of the mizbeah. The orot go to the kohanim. So, okay, clearly here it's referred to literal birutzei midot. But we also have tanik avatei de Rabbi Yochanan. Hamikabel alav lesapek slatot miarba v'du mishalosh. Too bad. He's got to be misapek miarba. Mishalosh v'amdu miarba. Too bad. He's got to now lose and pay out the arba. Because Yad Hegdesh is always alo yona. Zeu sheshenino motan ezachim lekaitz mizbech. Precisely what it was that Rabbi Yochanan had said was the interpretation. Not they would say midot, but the extra on the Hegdesh futures. Kol korbanot atzibur v'hayachid tu'ni nesachim. And as usual, we've done things backwards. We've learned about the shear of the nesachim, and so I haven't learned what you bring the nesachim for, and so on. Sort of assuming that you know everything, we always go bottom up, as we've pointed out many times. And we're finally at the main yesod. We're going to darshan all the psukim in Parshat Shlach, where the nesachim is the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks of after the gezerah of the meraglim, which on the simple level is to lift the spirits of those who thought they could just forget about it, there's never going to be anything about it. We immediately start talking about the dinim of what happens when you come into the Beit HaMikdash, what it is you're going to be bringing back. So kol korbanot ha-tzibur v'hayachid to unin esachim. The general rule is, it actually makes no difference if it's a korban tzibur, korban yachid, it all requires nesachim other than b'chor, Maser, Pesach, Chatat, V'asham. But there was, as we saw yesterday, two significant cases that are different, and that is the Chatat of the Mitzorah and the Asham Mitzorah. And only if a Mitzorah does require Nesachim. And that was the sugi about Mitzorah Ani and Mitzorah Asher we spoke about yesterday, that we went down from three Nesachim, even though it was Ola, Chatas, and Asher, to one in the case of the Ani, and still required Nesachim for the Asher. Says the Gemara Tana Rabba, to darshan the pasuk. So it says there, va'asitem ishel Hashem ola al zevach lefalei neder o benedava o bemuadechem lasod reach nichoach laHashem min habakar o min hatzon. Now this is really chock full of extra words and seem to be ribuyim. And we've got an ishel Hashem, which sounds sort of sufficient in itself, and then we say ola o zevach. Now that's okay, carbonola or zevach seems to mean any zevach. I mean, we've even got an O in there, which is always a problem because that seems to add something else. Usually we're happy just with a vav And then we go on to say, Lefale Neder Obenadov. I mean, really, this is not the place, but okay. So, which means apparently anything that comes, Beneder Benadov. Obemoadechem. I mean, why do I need a separate mention of the Moed? Whenever. No, but I would have thought the Moed is different. And now we need yet another Riboy that it should be Reach Nichorach. And then we need to address what species. Whether it's from bovine or whether it's from the sheep family. I mean, what is this all about? So we need to darshan every one of these ribuyim, including the O's between each and every one of them. So hold on to your horses tight. Vasitemi shel Hashem. All right. So then you might think, if we just had stopped right there, so I would have thought, kol hola l'ishim yeton l'sachim. So, okay, that means whatever is an ishel Hashem. I'm going to burn something. I'm going to burn a mincha. So I should need a nesachim to be brought with every mincha. Therefore, I need to say ola, which is the next word. Vasitem ishel Hashem ola. Ah, but then that would only be a korban ola. How about a shlami? Talmud lomar o zevach. Of course, we haven't done with the o, but zevach. So zevach includes, of course, shlamim, which is the essence of zevach. How do we know the Todah? Now that's bad news because we always said that Todah is included in Shlamim. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, why would I think the Todah is not a Zevach? Okay, but let's let it pass now. Todah minayin, Talmud lomar, o Zevach. Now, if I had stopped right there, I would have said, okay, but that includes all of the variants of the Shlomim types. That's Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, those are those things. Not only that, I mean, now we're talking about anything from an Ola to a Zevach, which would also include a Chatat V'Hasham. I mean, why not? It's a type of Zevach, isn't it? So Chatat V'Hasham as well. Talmud Lomar, therefore, continues the Pasuk, Lefalei Neder O Benedava. Now that would mean only things that could come Beneder Benedava are Ta'un Nisachim. But those type of things that are not Ba Beneder Benedava, and that of course would include a Chatas and a Pes and a Asham, which is not Ba Beneder Benedava, ain't Ta'un Nisachim. Ah, so then that may well be. But then I should bo motzi et elu. I should also be motzi the chovot abot machmat harega borega. Umayni olot riyah v'shamech hagiga. I mean, are you going to tell me that I should include korbanot that the Torah insists I bring? I mean, it's true that I can bring an adava of them. So I come up and I'm supposed to bring a gift. I mean, sort of a voluntary gift that the Torah insists on? Lo yeru panai reikam, is that voluntary? You know, I mean, we know about those kind of voluntary, you know, voluntary war bonds. And if not, the IRS is on your case and so on and so forth. I mean, so is that called neder or adava? Maybe I should exclude those. Those only things that are completely unplanned. How about even including olot shlomim that are brought for the korban re'iyah or shamech hagiga? Talmud lomar, well, even b'moadechem. So that would mean kol haba b'moadechem, even though I'm insisting on re'iyah v'chagiga, that's also called ta'un nesachim. Ah, so then if that's the case, mashma laviyat elu, but then I should also be maybe sirei chatat. I mean, that's b'moadechem. So far we haven't distinguished which way the korban yochid, the korban tzibur, and you were telling me even things that the Torah insists upon being brought in the Moed, I have to bring. Okay, so the Torah insists on bring Korban Chatat in the Moed. What's that? The Seirim from the Musafim. Now, that's a Chatas. You said before that a Chatas is excluded, but maybe the Moadechem would include a Chatas that is brought in the Moed, just like the Shamei Chagiga or the Olas Riyah are included. So perhaps avi, I should include also seirei chatat because they're b'moadechem. Ho elu ba'in chova beregel. Therefore, we have another pasuk just a few pesukim later. V'chi ta'aseh ben bakar ola ozavach. Now I ask you. Now over there it goes on to say lefali neder or shlamim lashem, which of course that too we're going to have to darsh. What is that adding? But in any event, that is clearly completely redundant. I mean, what do you mean ben bakar? Ben bakar was already included. It said reach nichol kashem mina bakar mina tzon. I mean, why are we now making a fuss over v'chita aseh ben bakar ola ozeva? So lama yatsa. Ah, that's the point. Lakishe love. And to tell me, just like the Ben Bakar that we're referring to over here is miyuchad in that it's ba b'neder b'nedava, as opposed to the katat of the sa'ir, of kol, so to only ba b'neder b'nedava, even in the moed. So the same type of thing, which is the sa'irei haragolim, which are chata'ot, are they ever ba'ot b'neder b'nedava? Never. So this is coming to tell me, whatever I'm being marba, cannot include something that couldn't conceivably be brought by neder or benedav. So therefore, what I thought before was I'm talking about a neder and a dava, except b'moe. So then I'm talking about a chatas. Ah, no, but what I'm bringing, which is a carbon oil and a carbon shlomi for re'iyah and for chagiga, I could bring b'neder b'nedava whenever I wanted. I mean, it's true over here the Torah is insisting, but the soyer I could never bring is a chatas b'neder b'nedava. Therefore, the mo'adechem is not including the soyer. So we're reaching a balance between the type of voluntary gun to your neck kind of carbon and a carbon that you couldn't bring no matter what, even with that. Nope, we haven't seen any. That's why we began the Mishnah. Kol korbanot hatzibur v'ayachid. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks this out to all of Klal Yisrael. Now, we still have a lot of words that we haven't explained. How about the closing words of the opening pasuk that we've been darshaning all along? So v'asita mishal Hashem, ala hazev, ala fali neder, nadav, v'madechem. And then it adds, oh, lasot. Sorry, not oh. La sot reach nichoach l'Hashem. Now, that, la sot reach nichoach l'Hashem min ha-bakar min ha-tzon. What is that for? Ah, I'll tell you. Lefi shenemar ola, okay? You started off with the ola o zevach, right? Now, ola, I understand you excluded mincha from zevach, but what about birds? So I might have thought, afilo olota of b'mashma, I would have thought you could include an olata of, which is similar to zevach, in that it's domim. Talmud lomar, mina bakar o minatzon. So says Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, no. You would never use the word zevach on an oaf, because zevach always implies shchita. And an oaf in the Beit HaMikdash was not nishchat, it was maluk. And therefore, the worst word to use to include an oaf would be zevach. And Memela, I already know if the Torah used the word zevach to add, then it's excluding oafot, not only minachot. That's what I say. So, inotzorich, Rabbi Omer, zevach, as oaf is not a zevach. Now, you'll say to me, well, then what do you do with the pasuk min ha-bakar min ha-tzon? I say that that is a comment on the general din of bringing a korban min ha-dav. Because back in the beginning of the story, back in the beginning of Vayikra, the very opening of the Sefer, Richie, you better bring along the blood pressure measuring machine. I just want to make sure you're not dead. So if we could have it attached to you, at least we would know that there's a pulse. Now, back in the beginning, it said, Adam ki akriv mikem korban la'ashem mina bakar, mina be'ima. So, and then it goes on to mina bakar u'min hatzon. And that's the opening. Now, couldn't I read that? Adam ki akriv mikem korban la'ashem. You donate a korban la'ashem, you have to bring mina be'ima, mina bakar u'min hatzon, takrifot korban chem. So in other words, if you open your fat mouth, then you're going to be paying good. Mina be'ima, mina bakar, mina be'tzon. Bring every type of variation. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't say or, it says the following. So I might have thought, therefore, Yochel Omer Harei Alai Ola Yavi Mishneihem. So you're going to have to bring Mina Bakar Mina Tzon Takrivet Korban Chem. Therefore, we finally get in the Parsha of Nesachim an indication that that's not the case, because it says Mina Bakar O Mina Tzon. You have your choice. You can bring both if you want, but you don't have to. It's and or. So the first one was and, this one is or, and you can define what you want to bring. Now, the Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan says, well, what do I need a pasuk for that for? Now remember that Rabbi Yonatan. The drasha is on O. Now, we'll remember that Rabbi Yonatan Shita all over is that, and this was the Makor, which was all the Machlok is fascinating, has nothing to do with what appears to be going on in this Sergei, and yet it happens to be the same Machlok between Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yosha, is whether by Mekalel Aviv the Imo, whether you're only chayav by Mekalel Aviv the Imo. Do we need a separate pasuk to tell me, as the Gemara darshans, Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel, from the different, which one is somuch to the word Kilel? Rabbi Yonatan Shita always is that unless the Torah says yachdav, like by Shor v'chamor, then it always means or, and means and or. So when it says mekalel avi v'imo, it means and or. So here too, min ha-bakar min ha-tzon doesn't say yachdav, so we do not need, according to this, a pasuk to be mechalek Because, after all, the word over here, even and, back in the beginning, would mean either or. So then it turns out that we have the drush as following. Rabbi Yoshi is saying that we have, originally the machlokas over here, but that has nothing to do with this, about whether we need the O to be mamayet, are we mamayet oaf directly from zevach, or do we need this extra for the minabakar O minatzon to be mamayet the oaf? According to Rabbi Yoshi says, well, we need it to tell me that it's min habakar min hatzon. Rabbi Yonatan says no, because zevach would exclude oaf, and we need it to tell me, therefore, the difference between if I just say, am I going to bring a carbon, the and the or. But Rabbi Yonatan is the man d'yarma who always says, I immediately assume and or or. So if I had a pusik and at the beginning of Vayikra, why do I need a pusik in shlach to tell me or? His shita always is, and means and or. Because where the Torah means both, it says yachdav. Did it say yachdav? No. So why would I have thought it meant yachdav? Asks the Gemara, how in the world does Rabbi Yonatan say that? Because he himself, I thought, Rabbi Yonatan lama likra. Why would he use the pasuk to tell me that? Omer achi vrot lecha katuv yachdav. I don't need a ribui. Unless the Torah specifically says yachdav, it means either or. True, says Rabbi Yonatan, but not in this case. Because itzre, I do need it here, because salkadai d'chamina, ho v'ktiv, since in Vayikra it writes, u'min hatzon. Now, it should have just written min hatzon. Why does it write u'min hatzon, min ha-beima, min ha-bakar, u'min hatzon? I need u'min hatzon. So it's that vav seems to be being thrown in, instead of just adding the way you did min ha-bakar, min hatzon, seems to be saying the equivalent of yachta. Therefore, in this case, I do need a pasuk. Masha inkein by ovi ve'imo, over there it says ve'imo. There it's not mash by yachtov, because it doesn't read properly without the vav. What are you supposed to say? Mikalel avi ve'imo? I mean, that would be mashma if his father was Mikalel, his mother. I mean, obviously you need to show that it's a series, but over here it's clear that it's a series. So now getting back to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that even though it doesn't say Yachtov, it's as if it does say Yachtov, remarkably, they seem to have inverted themselves here. In other words, Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yoshia are using their assumptions in the exact opposite direction. So why doesn't Rabbi Yoshia require the pasuk? He's the one that says, well, no, that pasuk has to tell me not birds. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, I know not birds. That pasuk has to tell me either or. But Rabbi Yoshia is the one who should more need either or, because it should all over is that you need either or. So why don't we need a pasuk to tell me either or? Where does he know it from? So Liboikra, says Rabbi Yoshia, well, there is a pasuk, not here. The pasuk is indeed in the continuation of the very same. Take a look at the next pasuk in Vayikra. And what does it say? It says, Im ola korbano min habakar, zachar tamim yakrivenu, goes through all of the dinim. And then it says, V'im min hatzon korbano. Now you're telling me I could think that that's together? The pasuk actually gives an entire parsha to separate the min habakar or min hatzon. That's about as clear a separation as you could ever get, says Rabbi Yoshia. V'im min hatzon korbano. So, yeah, that's really true. So why did Rabbi Yonatan, of all things, say that there we need something to tell me either or to be mechalek? The idach, Rabbi Yonatan says, no, it's true. Because salkadai d'chamina, hani mili b'mifaresh. Obviously, if a guy says, I want to bring only a bakar for an oiler, you could do that. We're not going to make you bring something that you said you're not going to bring. The only issue was, what is the assumption when you said Are Alai Ola, was the assumption min habakar o min hatzon? How can you prove to me, from the fact that the Torah discusses a case where it's only tzon, or a case where it's only bakar, when everybody understands that obviously it's possible to create such a case? Our question was, is that the default case? You can't show me it's the default case. And therefore, being as it was introduced with a vav in a series where it wasn't necessary, I'm suggesting that if unless we have a pasuk to tell you otherwise, the vav itself implies that the default is a chibur of both. Bavo bistoma, if there's a default. You need to say what you want to bring, then maybe indeed leite mitarvayu, kamash malan, that you don't need to bring mitarvayu. Now this leads to a serious issue, and the Rajba points this out without having a good answer. If this is the case, that we're questioning the difference between the default, and that means the original question, Yavi Mishnehem. And now we're saying Talmud Lomar or Minabakar O Minatzon. Then how the heck can you say Ratzah Echad Mevi, Ratzah Shnayim Mevi? Why is it a function of what you want? If, in fact, it's either or, how could you bring Chulin Lazara? You never said you're going to bring this one. The default wasn't necessarily to include this one. So you're going to decide afterwards, well, it could have meant this one, so therefore it is this one. You'd have to make this one Kodesh separately. How could you have an either or on a default that is up to you to define afterwards? You can't do that with Kodesh. You have to specifically define what the Kodesh. Obviously, you can subsequently say, okay, let it be both. That's fine. But you can't say, well, if you want to, it'll be so defined, and if you want to, it'll be so defined. There's got to be a default position. Okay, that is something of a question, but it's not important for our sugya in any event. So therefore, I need to know both. Now, excuse me, but I don't understand. I would like to get back to your original question. You said, if it said Zevach, I know Shlomi, but how do I know Toda? And I use the O now that we're on the O topic. So if I use the O to add, why do I need to add a Toda? What is that supposed to mean? You said Toda Minayin, Talmud Lomar, O Zevach. Since when is a Toda not a Zevach? It's part of the Shlomi. It's a typical Zevach. You needed even a drusha to tell me that Zevach doesn't include Ofot. So I would think that it doesn't include a Toda. Why? Ah, exactly. It's Salgadai the Ramini. See, I would have thought a Toda is unique because you are already bringing bread with the Toda. I mean, what are you going to add now? The Nesachim, which essentially is bread. Yeah, I know with a little bit of wine, but you're already brought the Menachot. It's already sort of included within the Korban more than you would even have brought for the Minchat Nesachim. So I would have thought, well, I mean, that's certainly not included in Stava Korban that you need to bring the Nesachim for. Well, why would I have thought that? When it comes to the El Nazir, okay, the Torah over there describes a type of Korban Shlamim that has bread with it, albeit two types of bread instead of four types of bread. But anyway, it's two types of bread, and it specifies the Nesachim. We don't need to even learn it out over here. It says Nesachim in the Parsha of El Nazir. So obviously, a korban brought with bread requires Nesachim anyway. So that really moots your whole question of, well, wouldn't the bread take it? No, it doesn't. I have a very good model for exactly that case. No, it doesn't. Bread doesn't have any impact on the Chiyuv of Nesachim. Why would I have thought it would have an impact on the Chiyuv of Nesachim of the Toda? Is that I should need an extra pasuk to tell me Toda? Can you explain that to me? Let's see that inside. Ask the Gemara, Umayshlami El Nazir. Why would I have thought it's different than an El Nazir? Where you do have lechem, and nonetheless you need nesachim. Ah, you see, because sakadat hamina hotam shnei minim. Exactly, that's the whole point. I would have said, look, if the Torah is miyafet, a lechem that comes together with a korban, and I find an actual case of that type of korban, which a nazir has to bring, and it specifies two different types of lechem. Now, is it not therefore clear that if I'm telling you, well, here, that's not enough. You have to bring four types of lechem. Is that not the whole point? That this additional lechem is not meant to be brought as part of the korban, for which two lechem would have been enough, the horaya el nazir, the additional two, is meant to take the place of the minchat nesachim. Therefore, kamash v'lo, that there are indeed two sets of lechemim, besides the nesachim, that apply to Karbanot, but I certainly wouldn't have thought of that on my own. Okay, now, lichtov rachmana lefale neder obinidava. I'm very concerned about that extra pasuk that you threw in, okay? So we have over here, vasita bishel Hashem ola ozava. Lefale neder onidava. Is it lefale neder onidava include the oila? I mean, can I bring an oila beneder benidava? So you're telling me you explained that. Yes, as we follow neder on the nadava, because otherwise, what am I going to do? I would think maybe mo'adechem. Okay, but I mean, it does say that. And once it says that, then I already know the ola. So why did I have to mention the ola of at the beginning of the pasuk? If anyway, it's going to be included with the words of falei neder o'benadava, right? What do I need ola for at all? Ah, you see, because if it hadn't said Ola, Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ola, then I would have read this pasuk as a klal prat u klal, and I would have used it in a way that would have been inappropriate. Let me show you how. I would have said like Va'asiten Ishel Hashem. Now, obviously, that's a klal, right? Any type of Ishel Hashem. Then you say Lefalei Neder Obin Adava. What type of Ishel Hashem? Something that's a neder adava. Fine. So that's a prat. Now, when you say at the end of the pasuk, Lasot Reach Mikorach Lashem, that's obviously a klal. Anything which is coming will react before. So now I've got a klal, prat, klal, okay? Chazer v'kalal, klal, prat, klal. What's the rule? Yatadan elake ina prat. So now let's talk about the expansion that the prat of Lefalei Neder Obrit Adava would have brought. So the most conservative way of excluding would be to say it's ke'ina prat. What is most drastically clear about a prat that's lefalei neder on a daba? That it's certainly not coming on a chet. Because that, for sure, there's no korban on a chet. Oshem, chatas, any, there's no korban on a chet that can come ben neder ben a daba. That's the whole point. The chet is the thing that's b'chayev the korban. So the first thing that I say, well, that clearly excluded would be ba'al chet. But that also means that anything which is not ba'al chet would be included, okay? Now, what would that leave me, given just that? It would leave me with an exclusion of chatas v'ashem, which is fine, because I want that. But it would leave me with an inclusion, so otzi chatas v'ashem, she'im bo'in al-chet, but it would include b'chor u'maser and pesach, because those are not things that are bo'in al-chet. Therefore, I need to know Ola, which adds this additional prat, which now makes me more sensitive. I can no longer be conservative in the way that I'm explaining it, you see, because I need now to make it similar to the Ola, not just that which is not al-chet. So Memela would include things that I'm literally bringing without being told to bring them. But the Bechor HaMaaser Pesach is absolute chiyuv. So forget it. Okay, that's great, but what exactly is the Ola Marabe? I mean, a klal prat or klal is not only coming to be motzi. Marabita brat. So tell me, what exactly would you be including with this Ola? Because klal prat or klal defines things that you wish to include. I'm going on a little bit ahead because I'm trying to get a bit of tonight in so that we won't have a long yeah, and the truth is we're still in the O's. So I'd like to see the O's. What are we using all of these O's for, if you don't mind? Is that okay?
And also O rent. Also stuck the money for up to last minute. Mm.
Okay. So is that all right with you, or am I putting you out? Is it okay to do the O's?
Either
are we all right?
You need to fall asleep now or fall asleep now?
No, it's a question of eating up roost time. Roost time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stand by.
All right.
What time are you
doing?
Tough. Beware.
I sent you an invite. I guess you don't look at mail for me anymore. I know about that.
11:30
is the daf. Here, Mizrat Hashem. Okay, so what exactly are you learning out to be marba? Well, ma prat mefurash eino mechuyev omeid, afkosh eino mechuyev omeid. The limit is very straightforward. An oila on the simplest level is an oila. But remember that oilas and other korbanos that are brought by neder ben adava have a tendency to expand. And because of that, I need to say, look, that the point of the oila is that it's simply not something that you're mechuyev omeid. It's not something that's omeid on you as a chiyev. And therefore, any expansion, you'd have a vlad kutch. And obviously, an oila itself can't have a vlad because it's a zohar. But it's an expansion that is not a given. It's not that I know I have to bring this as a korban. You didn't have to make a kodesh in the first place. So let's say vlados kach. We have a tamura, where obviously the Torah doesn't even want you to make a tamura. So you have tamura. You have an oila that's ba min amotarot, and that was leftover money you had set aside. It was more than necessary, or you had set aside for backup. Or an asham, in those cases where the chatat would be meta, the asham is yera ed, achipo bamum, and we sell it, and we use it for kayat samizbeach, and so on. All of those cases also require the nesachim. That's what's coming to tell me. So, because that too is included in a klal prat or klal that's marbe. Is this a chiyuv? Was it made on you? No. It happened, and once it happened, you'd have to bring it. But that's not the type of chiyuv that's omeid, mechuyava omeid, is it? It's sort of like an accident. It happened to be this animal gave birth. You couldn't have said, well, I'm going to see to it that I'm going to bring an animal that will give birth and bring the child to Hegdash. That's an extension. That requires the klal prat or klal. If I would have just said ola, well, I mean, these things are no longer a standard ola, are they? Okay, now,
Yeah. Why is this Gemara over here instead of... Well, I mean, why is the klal Gemara before this? So we resolve what we would think if it was a klal prat klal, and then, well, we need the Ola to undo that.
Because
problem.
We're...
Why don't we first talk about what the Ola says, and then talk...
Right, that's true, but this is the derech of the Gemara always, is we take things on a simple level where we thought it was a riboy bi'alma, it was just a model. Now we realize it's not a model. When it's a model, we use a mamatzino. But if it's a klal prat or klal, then there are rules that need to be obeyed, because klal prat or klal is coming to be mosif. You're telling me what it's coming to be mamayit. That's all very nice. I don't need a klal prat or klal to come to tell me what it's mamayit. Now I want to know what it's being marvel.
Exactly. All right.
So now I need to go back and look at what did I leave out. This is what I left out. I wasn't thinking about. I was thinking about korbonas. When you think about korbonas, you have a list in front of you. That's a list that is standard korbonas: chatas, arshan, eila, shlamim, and so on and so forth. You don't include in that list tmura, vlad, shlamim, and so on. So those things now are the additions that I'm being brought face to face with now that I see that starts trying to tell me to expand it. Okay, now you said, oh, no, we made the O Zevach, we got into the O for Reb Yoshia before and so on. I didn't see you dealing with all the O's. We had a lot of O's. You didn't deal with the other O's. So, actually, I'm at O Lidrasha. If you're going to start talking about the O's, how about telling me about the Fale Neder O? What's that? Oh, Benadava. Well, that's also to be mechalek, you see. I need to know that it's either or, because otherwise, obviously this gets into the question whether I need an either or, which we'll get into. But assuming I need an either or, I might have thought like this. If I bring a neder and a nedava, then I need nesachim. But if I bring either a neder or a nedava, then I don't need nesachim. So therefore I need the O to tell me, no. Either neder or nedava requires nesachim. Kamashman da aite neder l'chudei lebay nesachim, or iaite nedava l'chudei leite nesachim. Either way. Ah, but isn't that dependent on whether you hold like Rabbi Yoshia, who says that you always need to be told either, or if you're like Rabbi Yonatan, who says you don't need to be told either. So according to Rabbi Yonatan, why do I need to be told either, since I wasn't told together? Ah, because let me tell you, says Rabbi Yonatan, I might have thought, look, yes, you're right, either or, okay? Now, you brought a neder, fine, nesachim. You bring in a dove, nesachim. You bring a neder and a nedava, nesachim, one. Because that's the whole point. I mean, I'm saying either or is either or. Therefore, I need to be told dafka or, because that way, there's also a separate fiyuv on the or. That's what it means. Now, I would have thought, just give a nesachim to chad. Bring one nesachim. Kamashpon. Okay, that's brilliant. All right, how about the o b'moadechem? When you told me moadechem comes, you told before even to include the olat riyah and the shamesh hagigah. What did the o come for, huh? Ah, sakta v'minahanimili, dekamaiti ola b'neder, ushlamim b'nedava, inami ibcha. Look, you're telling me that I'm chayev on two separate nesachim. Come on, this is really beautiful. I'm chayev on two separate nesachim if I bring either. But that's if I bring either, meaning I bring either, where one is an ayla and one is a shlamim, or the other way, one is a shlamim, one is an ayla. But suppose I'm bringing an ola vishlamim benet, or an ola vishlamim benedava. So then there's a single netter. Oh, benet, or benedava. Okay, so there is now a netter. I understand if you split it, that you've got an O between the neder and the nedava. That's really cute. I don't split it, okay? So now I'm going to bring, Richie, two karbanas as a neder, or two karbanas as a nedava. Am I chayev for each one of those, or is it one neder? A guy says, I will bring an ola and a shlamim. One neder. So now I should only have to bring one nesachim. V'tiskelei b'nesachim techad. That's why it throws in this extra O. O b'moadechem, to tell me you got to make more differentiation. Okay, but you still haven't covered everything. V'chita se ben bakar ola ozava. How about that one? What are you going to do with that one? Lomali. Aha! Because I still don't know everything I need to know, you know? Because sa'akadayitimina I understand that I need two. But the case where I need two may be where I brought two different types of things as one netter. An Ola and a Shlomim as one netter. But I don't bring Echidekamaiti, Shteolot. Or even if it would be first stage, let's talk about Shteolot, Chodabinetav, Chodabinetav. Or Shne Shlomim, Echidekamaiti, Echidekamaiti. Maybe even if I don't have two as one netter, I can even bring one as type of animal. So maybe shame shlamim achat, shame ola achat. I bring one esachim for my olot, one esachim for my shlamim. Tizkalev esachim achat, kamash malam. And then, of course, this gives me a, you know what's coming. V'chitaseh ben bakar ola ozavach lefaling neder o shlamim. What's that for? Aha! At last, because Sakra Hamina, Ani Mila Yekanamite, Shtei Olot, Chodabinadev Chodabinadava, or Shnei Shlamim Chodabinadev Chodabinadava. But in the case that we thought of, Yekanamite, Shtei Olot Benet, Shtei Olot Benadava, Shnei Shlamim Benet, Shnei Shlamim Benadava, we're over there, everything is the same, okay? It's one type of animal, it's an oila. It's one type of chiev, it's a net, or an adava. So everything is the same. Maybe over there you could actually get away with bringing one nesachim, one nesachim per netter of the same type of korban. Therefore, I have another okom ashmalan. And according to Rabbi Yoshia, min habakar, o min hatson, lomali, we darshan everything else, but what is the point of adding bakar and son? According to him, there would have had to have been a reason for me to have distinguished between those two. Because, you see, there's a third issue that we need to take into consideration. We've taken into consideration neder versus nedava. We've taken into consideration oila versus shlomi. Have you taken into consideration the species? Suppose it's all the same species. Maybe this was only where you were bringing a bakar and its own. Both is the same netter for the same purpose. So I might have thought that Hani Mile, when you're talking about Trey Mile, but if you would bring Bechad Mina, it would be even B'nesachim Dechad, Kamash Kolan. And then when you add at less, Kacha Taaseh, Tasu Le'echad Lamali, doesn't that say even for one? Ah, yeah. But Zagra Kamina, when you're bringing them one by one, how about you're bringing all of your Neder, all of your Nadava, all of the same type, all of the same purpose, all at the same time? You forgot about time, didn't you? So then perhaps you can get away with one. You think this is far-fetched? You watch Richie bring it and he'll give you every drush. Now hold on, guys. What do you mean I need an extra Neder? I need an extra Nesach, you know? Bring it all at the same time.
Don't worry about it when,
that's next week.
Stop praying. I'll do it all night.
Kamash Malan. That indeed, even if it's the same time, same station, same purpose, it's all mechuyev on each one individually. Kol midot shebimikdasha yididgashot nigdashot chutz b'shalkoi gadol shehaya gorsha l'tocha. Midat halach berutzeim kodesh, midat hayavesh berutzeim chol. Rabbi Akiva omer, midat halach kodesh, lefichach berutzeim kodesh. Midat hayavesh chol, lefichach berutzeim chol. Rabbi Yossi omer, has nothing to do with it. It's because the lach is nekar, the yavesh is not nekar. So, first of all, when you say kol midot hayu nigdashot, who is that? Is that Rabbi Meir? I mean, he specifically said, Chad Gadush, Chad. Not Gadush. And it's that one that was Gadush. And in the Rabbanan, there was only one, and we learned that from Meir, it's Machuk. Omer of Chisli Olam Rabbi Meir, when it says Kol Midot, it means Kol Mididot. Midat Halach, Beirut Seyem Kodesh. Vamayko Mifrei. Tana kama savar midat halach nimshecha ben mibifnim mei mechutz. Midat yavesh nimshecha mibifnim velo nimshecha mibachutz. Comes on Rabbi Akiva to say, you got it wrong, gentlemen. There was bechlal no mashicha on yavesh. Midat halach was nimshecha ben mibifnim mei mechutz. Yes, but the midat hayavesh was bechlal no nimshecha. Rabbi Yossi savar, why not? But they were all nimshecha mibifnim. The reason that the lach is kodesh is something else completely. The world is talking of time to lach nekar, and therefore it's begavah the monika ati. Whereas the yavesh ain't on nekar. So what if it's nekar? My avri, the man only wanted. He's a ma'ir tzarek mechavin. Omr duvim bashishta b'shmei derav. Apparently, we're taking for granted that kli sharet are mekachinim and shalom midat. Ravina says, well, not necessarily. Liolam emelacha kli sharet emekachin elamidat. And there's a standing gezerah for the Beit Din that it should be kodesh because Shema Yomer Motziyim Mikli Alach Mikli Sharet rather Luchol. Motiv Rabbi Zera, how can you say there's a standing gezerah if Siderat Alach Vet Abizichin Lachar Shabbat, Viktirat Abizichin on Shabbat, the next Shabbat, it's still possible because it needed the entire week. So Kate said, Yaseh Yanichana to even the next Shabbat. Shafil al Shulchan Yamim Rabim, it's not going to become possible, Lina. Now, why not? We should say, Gezer Hashem Yomru, Mafkinim Beklei Sharet, and you could leave, let's say, your Dom in the Klei Sharet, as long as you want, it becomes Nifsa after it's not in the Klei Sharet. That's a good Gezerah. Yeah, it's a great Gezerah. Except Panim Achutzka Ramita. Panim, nobody knows about. What are they going to learn from it? Lav Kulei Amayade? Chutz Kulei Amayade? Tzan Hata. Motar Nesachim goes to Kayetze Mizbeach. We had a machlokas as to what that means, Motar Nesachim. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says it means Beirutzei Midot. Rav Yochanan says it means like all the extra stuff that you collect. Kotash Shaninu. Now, Mekabela loves Sapek Selatot Mi'arba. Vamdu B'Shalosh. Yisapek Mi'arba. Mishalosh Vamdu Mi'arba. Yisapek Mi'arba. Because Yad Kodesh is always Alel Yonah. So you may end up getting a lot of extra stuff. Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Beirut Sei Midot Halolu Ba'a Yosef Be'em. Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yikaravu Imo. V'im Lanu Yipaslu Belina. V'im Lan Pikitzim Be'en Mata Bizbe'ah. Kayet Ze Mahu Olot. Abasal Hashem Arot Lekohanim. Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Yochanan. Hamekabel Alav Lesapek Silatot Mi'arba V'yamdu Mishalosh. He still has to be Mesapek Mi'arba. If Mishalosh Vandu Mi'arba, he'll have to be Mesapek Mi'arba. Shiad Egdeshal El Yonah. V'zehu Sheshaninu. Mota Nesachim L'kayet HaMizbeach. Exactly as Rabbi Yochanan said. Kol Kormanot HaTzibur V'hayachit U'ni Nesachim Chutz. Min HaBachor V'maser V'hapesach V'hachatat V'hasham. Ela for special cases of Mitzorah. V'chatato Shal Mitzorah V'hashamu. T'unin Nesachim. Tanu Rabbanu. Vasitem Yishel Hashem, Yochol Kol, Ola Leishim, even including Mincha. Yeton Nezachim, Afilu Mincha, Tamad Lomar, no. Ola, and Shlomi Minayin, Tamad Lomar, Zevach. Toda Minayin, Tamad Lomar, O Zevach. Yochol Shanimar, Bapachor, Maser, Pesach, Hatas, V'yashem, Tamad Lomar, Lefali Neder, O Benedava. Only Ba Beneder, Benedava, Ton Nezachim. Sheino Ba Beneder, Benedava, Ina, Ton Nezachim. Now, that's coming to tell me what? Lotziyat Eilu. Ah, so otziat chovot haba'ot machmat haregel beregel also then. Mind you, olot ria, shamech hagiga, talmud lomar oba b'madechem, kol haba b'madechem tod esachim, mashma lavi et elo. Ah, so then I might as well have sire chatat too, right? Because they're boin chovah beregel. No, talmud lomar, v'chitase ben bakar bechlala ya lama yatsa. Lakish elav ma ben bakar miuchad ba beneder ben adava afko ba beneder ben adava. Okay, and at the end la sod reach nichoach. What's that for? Mina bakar minatzon ma tamud lomar. The fish in emra ola shemani. That should include even ola ta'of the mashma tamud lomar mina bakar minatzon. Divrei Rabbi Yoshe. Rabbi Yonatan omer eno tzarich harei omer zevach. An off is not a zevach. Wait. I thought, Rabbi Yonatan, why would Rabbi Yonatan need a pasuk for that? Isn't he the guy who says, Achi v'rot l'cha katuv yachta? Yes, but it's sagadai l'cha mina. So why is it that Rabbi Yoshe was the guy who always needs the O? Why here doesn't he? So the Rabbi Yoshe, where is the pasuk to tell me either or? So Liboy Kra, well, there is, isn't there? It says, Imola Korbanon Min HaBakar, goes on to explain all din, starts a new parsha with saying, Ve'im Min HaTzon Korbanon. I mean, how could you make it clearer than that? Well, says Rionatan, it's all very nice, but Sakhdar Ramina, Hani Milad bin Mefaresh, we're not talking about a case where, we're talking about the default case. So Bistoma, maybe it's still white to me. Therefore, I need by Pasik to teach me that. Kabashwala. Omar Mar, you said before, Toda Minayim, Tamalama Ozavach, since when is a Toda not as A typical zeva. What did O for? Ah, is sagdat hamina. Hov ika lechem bada lo tibayin zachim. Well, why would I have thought that? My shlomi el nazir. We have luck with an el nazir. It's boyin zachim. Ah, but you see, sagdat hamina. On the contrary, because atam shnei meaning, which implies that that's the standard. If you're going to bring lechem as a carbon, why are we bringing arba minim? Kamash malan. That anyway, you need to bring the suffering. Now, lichtav rachman are just the folly nedo benedav. I mean, that includes ola, doesn't it? What do I need the ola for? Because ilokatav rachman ola, I would have darshan like this. Vasita mishel asher klal. The folly nedo benedav prav. L'reach michach, kosev kalal. Okay, rule kicks into place. Klal prav, yetadane lakena prav. Now, I'm supposed to use a conservative understanding of the prav. So the prod is mefurish davrish eino baal chait, anything that's eino baal chait. Now, that's all very nice, mimotzi chatas v'asham, which are boin al chait, but it certainly would also include a b'chor n'maisu pesa, which is not baal chait. Now, I therefore need to come along with the ola to further now smooth the klal prod klal. Okay, it's really nice, but what would it be marba? How should the chiv ola? So what's the klal prat being marba additionally? Ah, that's ma prat mefurash enim chuyivo made, avkan kol shenim chuyivo made, which includes, what does that include? It includes vladot kachim, tumuratam, ola haba minamotarot, or oshim shenitek l'ri'ya, or ol zvakam shenizbuchu shelo lishman, where they still remain kodesh, but they're not achiyah. Okay, hashtag amrit o l'drasha. What about lefali neder o b'nedava? Lomali. What do I need it for? Lechalkam. I do, because it's yitzur. I need it for lechalkam. Sagadat chamina adamaiti neder unedava lo boi nesochim. Gemash from taiti neder on its own lo boi nesochim, or aiti nedava on its own boi nesochim. But that's only true according to Yoshe. According to Yonatan, it's by definition either or. True, it is. But still, sagadat chamina, which is all very true according to Rabbi Yonatan, but it would also be true that Aitin Nedav and Nedava together, you would still only need one Nesachim, because it's either or, right? Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that it's different, and that it's only or. Kamash Malan. And why do I need O b'moadechem? Normally, Ola b'neder ushlam b'nedav, or Ibcha. But suppose you're being mighty Ola Vishlami Beneder, or Ola Vishlami Benedava, so you have a Neder, or you have a Nedava, so maybe then you only have to bring Nesachim per Neder, or Nedava. Ah, Kamash Pran, Oba Moadechem. Even the different purpose is enough to be Mechai. And Vechitase Ben Bakar Ola O Zavach, what's that? Itzrik, Sagtach Minechad. But suppose you're bringing shte olot. We're over there, it's a neder and a dava, but it's the same thing. It's shte olot. Or it's two shlamim, but it's one b'neder and a dava. So I say, okay, but it's only for shlamim. So I need to bring this zakim for shlamim. So I would have said shame olah or shame shlamim achasi. And let me just bring this zakim lichat, kamash malah. And the folly neder o shlomim lomali? Well, sakadat haminan, milechad maiti shteolot, chod b'neder v'chod b'nedava, or shnei shlomim, chod b'neder v'chod b'nedava. But suppose I brought shteolot b'neder, and shteolot b'nedava, or shnei shlomim b'neder, shnei shlomim b'nedava. There I could say, okay, so now it's all the same ola, and the same neder echad, tizkad ebin usakim lechad, kamash malan. According to Rav Yoshe, I'm min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon lomali, you forgot the species. You forgot time.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Nafsadik Omenalov, Asura Batavis, Tokshin Samaradalit, Zakarela the Mishnah. Kol midot sheba migdash hayu nigdashot chutz mishal kohen gadol shehaya godshah letocham. The normal midas in the migdash were measured their isaron when they were nigdashot, when they were overflowing on the outside, except for the kohen gadol. Were over there the chavitei kohen gadol, the isaron included the amount that would normally have been gadosh when it was mahuk, when it was flat. Midat halach, in the liquid measures, birutzeyan kodesh. Whatever spilled over the edge on top was kodesh also. Whereas midat hayavesh, birutzeyan chol. The dry measures, whatever would spill over the top would be chol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, that's because midat halach kodesh, the fifth of birutzeyan kodesh, but midat hayavesh chol, the fifth of birutzeyan chol. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Midat HaYavesh were never niskatshu with klisharos, and therefore they're not going to be Makadosh the Birutzim either. The only thing that's Makadosh, the contents of the Midat HaYavesh, is the peh that says these should be Kodesh. So obviously, well, it wasn't Makodesh, but peh wasn't Makodesh anyway. Whereas the Tanakhama, we'll see in the Gemara, holds that the Midat HaYavesh were niskadashu, except only the inside were niskadashu, not the outside. Rabbi Yosi and Elon Yisham Zeh. It has nothing to do with either of your issues. Both Lach and Yavesh were Kodesh, and both of them were only Kodesh 15. The difference is that Halach Ne'ekar, Vayavesh Eino Ne'ekar. When you're measuring something liquid, if you add liquid to the inside, what was inside is now forced out. So that means that what is coming off of the edges was already on the inside. Hashemkin, by Yavesh, it doesn't go into the Kli at all, and therefore it wasn't Niskadesh, but Tocha Kli. That's the Gemara. When the Mishnah says, Kol Midot Shemim Migdash Hayim Nigdashot, I mean, what do you mean, Kol Midot? Who are we going, according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir said there was one Isaron that was Gadosh. Two Isaronot, one Gadosh, one not Gadosh. So what is this Kol Midot Shemim Migdash? And according to the Rabbana, there wasn't even one. It was Chadu Moku Kaveh. There was one Isaron, and that Isaron we said was Machuk, we learned that before. It means Rabbi Meir, which is Kol Midot, doesn't imply that there is a ton of Midot, all of which are Gedushot. It means Kol Midot, the measurements that were made were always made with a Kli that required Gidush in order to have the Isaron. Unless you're talking about the Chavite Kohen Gadol, where you made sure it was Machuk, since you had to be Machalikit. And the shiur of the machuk, since the isaron there was made larger, included the amount that was gadush in the other cave. Midas alach beirutzeihem kodesh. So what's the machlokas here? There seems to be a three-way machlokas. Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi. So the Tanakama holds the midas alach was kodesh because it was nimshcha bein bibitzim bein bimachutz. So memela, whatever pours down the sides is also kodesh. The Midas HaYavesh, the Tanakamos, is indeed Kodesh, but it was only Nimshcha Mibifnim. Only the inside was Kodesh, velo Nimshcha Mibachutz. So there was no Meshicha, but the Shemin HaMishcha was done on the outside of the Kli. Was Rabbi Akiva Sava? No, the Midas HaLach was Nimshcha indeed, the same way you're saying, Bein Mibifnim, Bein Mibachutz. The Midas HaYavesh was not Nimshcha Koliker. So there was no question of something being Kodesh, unless the person was Makadosh et Bepeh. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Rabbi Yossi was both are Kodesh, but both were only Kodesh with Bifnim. Idi vidi, nimshcha mi Bifnim, velo nimshcha mi Bachutz. V'ocha, I know time of the reason that the Midas HaLach is different is because the Lach is Nekar, therefore Migava the Monarcha Asi. The overflow on the outside is essentially coming from inside of the Kli. Was Hayavesh Eino Ne'ekar, the Yavesh is a Ne'ekar, and therefore whatever is coming on the outside is never a Kodesh because it was never inside. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference according to Rabbi Yossi? So what? If you had Midas HaLach that was Ne'ekar, There was no kavanah to be mekadesh. So b'chi ne'ekar my havi, gavel amaydet tzorach from mekavi. The man is only being mekavim to be magdish that which is his need. And over here it was an overflow, wasn't his need. Amar avdimi bar shishna mishmei derav zotomeret klei sharet mekadesh shelo midas. It appears from here. And indeed, a kli sharet is mekadesh even without a person's rasa. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, no, not necessarily. Le'olam emelokar klei sharet emekachim ela midat. It's quite possible that the Tana could hold over here still that it's only kodesh midat. The reason that the Mishnah insists that the birutim of lach or kodesh, which according to Yossi is only because they were inside, I, the person, didn't have das to be makdish it, because gezerah shemer yom luhu, motziin mikle sharet lachol. Being as people know that it's ne'ekar, so they'll think, why in the world wasn't it kodesh? It must be because you decided you didn't need it. So if something was in a kli sharet, it's okay to be paid it, not realizing that kedushas haguf, once it's chal, you can't be paid it. Most of Rabbi Zera asked on that logic that we would make a gezerah that people would see that we treat one thing different than another thing, then we should have the same problem with the lechem aponim. It says that seder et alechem et abizichim lachar shabbat. Let's say that for some reason the lechem aponim and the bezichei levona were only put on the shulchan after Shabbos. Now they have to be there for the full Shabbos at Shabbos. And in this case, you put them on Sunday, Monday, whatever. You come not to be mocked to the bezichin on the coming Shabbos. It's possible because it's b'chutzis man. It only becomes roy for the mizbeach after the entire week on the shulchan. So therefore, what should you do? Ketzav yaseh nechana Shabbat abam. Wait until the second Shabbos. That way you have the minimum time. Shatulu ala shulchan yamim rabim ein b'kastu. Because there's no. You keep the same time. That's right. So even if it's on the shulchan for many days, it doesn't make any difference. Now, why don't we think that people will come to the conclusion that there's no problem of lina? And we should make a gezerah, v'amai, hasanami lehm, a gezerah shema yomru mafkidim b'klei sharet. People will say, oh, apparently you can leave something in a klei sharet. If we left the lechem on the shulchan, not realizing that on the shulchan, that's its zman. Whereas if you put something in a cliché, it'll become possible, you know? Says the Gemara, ain't nothing on me, but what kind of nonsense are you comparing it? I don't understand. You're asking we should make it zera because someone will know what's going on inside of the eifah. Panim lav kulei on the yadei. What's done? Now, Mark knows what's going on in the eifah. What do I, has a closed circuit TV that he's watching what happens over there. He doesn't know what's going on in the eifah. So those who know what the din is. Everybody knows, and they see what's going on. They'll see that there's midas over here that we're pouring out that clearly had been inside of a kli lach, and that we're going around and we're using them. We're saying that they're chol. So in order to avoid the conclusion that something could be in a kli sharet and still be yotzei l'chulin, so we made a takana, but it's not necessarily because kli sharet would be marked as shelo midas. Tna. Now, in Shkolim, it says, Tanasim, a Meister Nechasim, the Kaitan is best. And the Mishnah says, the leftovers of Nesachim, and it doesn't explain what that is. Those leftovers are used to buy dessert for the Mizbeah. Now, that means those are Eilois that are Nidvas Tzibur, and we call it dessert, it's similar to the way in which we, when we finish a main meal, so we bring out little things to chew on. The same thing over here for the Mizbeah. The Mizbeah doesn't have its carbon, it's already finished. So we bring it out, so to speak, dessert. Now, what are these meisim of Nesachim? So Chia Bar Yosef says they are the Berutzei Midas. In other words, this sugya that we have over here, in which the Berutzei Midas of Lach are Nitkadashu. So what do you do with them? You sell them, essentially, and that money is used for the meisim of Nesachim. Aye, Yotainet, the Kodesh. How can you bring kites on his bay, huh? So Tosis explains earlier that this Berutzei Midas is one of the things that lay based in his master land, and that the Yotzei the kites on his bay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the meaning of Moshe Nesachim is not Berutzei Midas, It's ki otar shishanino. It's based on the din that we had legabim b'metzia, legabim questions of ribis. So it says over there on mekabel alav sapek slatot me'arba v'yamdu b'shalosh. Somebody now entered into a futures contract with the gizbar. So he essentially it's commodities future. He guarantees the delivery of four isronot of solet, let's say per shekel, right? Per seller, and takes the money. Now, what happens is that the price goes up, and now you only get 3%. He has to continue to keep the contract that he originally signed, and yisapek miarba. This has elements of rebate problems associated with it. Because in exchange for taking the money up front, you're going to be misapek, you're locking in a higher value to the one who gave you the money. Okay. So the Gabi Hegdish is no problem. Let's just discuss this here at length, what the particular case would be that by Hedyot it would be a problem, and whereby Hegdish it would be mutter. Okay, but this is not really, the Ribis element is not our sugya. What's important to us, the next piece, where there was an acceptance of a contract, to be misapek, 3%, and the price went down. And now it was omeid on arba, so vamdu mi arba, then he's misapek 4%. Now that means that essentially Besdin is going to be getting now 25% more than they need. And what do you do with that extra? Shiat hegesh al yona. What you do with that extra is exactly what the reference was to over here, of Tayyatan Mizbeach from Meisr Nesachim. This is the meaning of Meisr Nesachim. Tanya Kavasi Rupiah by Yosef, Tanya Kavasi Rupiah Yochanan. The Meisr brightness on the Sugya in Shkolim follow both Shitas. Tanya Kavasi Rupiah by Yosef, he said they would say Midas are the meaning of the Tayyatan, the Meisr Nesachim, the Tayyatan Mizbeach. And indeed, this brightness says, So if there's another zevach, you can use these birutzei midos to be the nesachim of that other zevach. If they were lan, this is my focus, we're showing they were lan. That means if they were lan only if there is another zevach, because if there not was another zevach, then they keep to the mehmetam mizbeach. The car doesn't have to be on the same day. So it's, if they're roy for another zevach, then already we say that they're kodesh now, so they're pasabalina. If not, they keep to the mehmetam mizbeach. The kayetz ze mahu, what are these desserts? Eilas. Habas of Hashem, v'orot ha'kohanim. So clearly, this brisa is saying what Rukhiya Bar Yosef said, that the meaning of Meisr Nesachim is Birutzei Midas. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yochanan, we have another brisa that says like Rav Yochanan, namely, that the meaning of Meisr Nesachim is a futures contract with Hegdesh. As there it says, in the Kabbalah of the Sapek Slatot Mi'arba, somebody who was Makabel, a long-term contract, took the money up front, and he's going to now be Mesapik 4 Sa'a per Sela. The Andumi Shalosh price went up and now there's only 3 per Sela. Yes, continue supplying 4 per Sela. And in the opposite case where he agreed to supply 3 per Sela, and now the price went down, you get 4 Isronot per Sela. He has to provide the Arba. Shiad Ekeshal El Yona. What do you do with the extra, now 1/3? That is the meaning of the Mishnah that refers to Moshe Nesachim, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan Shita was. Kol Karbanot HaTzibur VeHayachid Teunim Nesachim. Actually, all Karbanos, whether they're brought by a Tzibur or a Yochid, require Nesachim, other than Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, Chatas. Asham doesn't leave much, actually, does it? That do not require Nesachim. Except for a particular case, which is Chatas Mitzera, and an Asham Mitzera, and this we saw yesterday, actually happens to be exactly what we were talking about in the case of Mitzera Asher, who brings 3 Esronot, and the Mitzvara Ani, who brings Yisar Necha, that they're the Chakas of the Mitzvara, and the Yashem of the Mitzvara require Nisaki. And the basis of this, Tanur Rabbanan, it says in Shlach, that Tikitavo, and so on and so forth, Asis and Mishel Hashem, so, there it says, if you do, you're going to bring an Ishel Hashem. Now, when it says if you bring an Ishel Hashem, what does that mean? Yochu koloi v'lishim, yitah nesachim. Does asitem Ishel Hashem mean anything that is going to be put on the fire of the Mizbeah should require nesachim, lafil mincha? So in other words, even if you're bringing a mincha, you should have to bring nesachim with the mincha. So, okay, maybe not another mincha for the mincha, but certainly the yayin you would have to bring. Tamud lomar, ola. If it's an Ola, how do I know al Tishlami? No, it says Ola Zava. Tamud Loma Zeva. How about a Taida Minayin? Tamud Loma Ola O Zeva. O Zeva concludes even a Taida. So if that's the case, Yochoshami Marbea, Tachor, Meister, Pesa, Chatas Vasha, so then I guess anything is included, huh? A Zeva of any kind? No. Tamud Loma Lefalei Nede, O Binadava. Only those things that you can be makriv b'neder b'nedava ta'un nesachim. But if it's something that you cannot make kadesh b'neder b'nedava, such as a bachor, a meiser, a pesach, a chatas, and a nashon, those things are only kadesh because they're chaybes. But you can't make them kadesh, you can't bring an nedava of an nashon. Therefore, those things are excluded. Ain't no bav b'neder b'nedava, ain't ta'un nesachim. Now, if that's the case, so then otzi et chovot haba'ot machmat harego berego. Then even the same type of korban is ola. Let's say an ola or zava. A korban ola or a korban shalom. That is not coming entirely b'neder b'nedava. Because, look, here I am. It's yontiv. I'm coming into the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah said, lo yiru panai rekam. I have to bring a korban. Now, if I have to bring a carbon, it's a chayiv. Therefore, it's not b'neder b'nedava. So, l'cher, if I'm bringing an oila zriya, or I'm bringing shalmei chagiga, even though they're included in oila izava, but they're not the following neder b'nedava. And I should not have to bring a nesach with them. So, when I say, chovat sabot machmas harego berego, what am I referring to? Mind you, oila zriya, shalmei chagiga. How do I know I have to bring also for them? Tam v'lomra. Ol b'moadechem. Kol haba b'moadechem. You're going to be bringing things in the moed. You need to bring this offering with them. Ooh. So that's mash v'lovi yaseilu. If that's in the case, so maybe avis yirechatas. Ol b'oing chayva b'rega. After all, the Torah says that when I bring the various korbanos on the rego as a tzibur, forget about the Eilas Ria and the Shalmei Chagiga that the Yafik brings. There it says Beferish, as anybody who's ever davened Musaf knows, that you have to bring the Chatziyahin and so on and so forth. It says Beferish to bring with those. Now, if that's the case, maybe when it says Kol Habav Moadechem, it includes the Se'ilah Chatas. Maybe a Korban Chatas also requires. In other words, we're already not following the rules, right? As we're saying, that even though it's a chayva, it's an ola that's being brought on the regal, it's a chayva. So maybe a chatas is brought on the regal, even though normally for a chatas I don't bring, I should have to bring in this case. Therefore, we have another pasuk. Why does it continue to say v'chitase ben bakar? Now look, a ben bakar b'chlal haya. And it said before, it includes everything. So ben bakar is included in that. Lama yatsa. Why do you need to start all over again? V'chitase ben bakar. So it's hakish alav. To tell me, and that's a hekish, only those things that are similar to a ben bakar. So ma ben bakar is miyuchad, that it can be brought b'neder b'nedava, hafkol ba b'neder b'nedava. So it's stressing again, those things that are brought b'neder b'nedava, as opposed to se'irei chatas, which we do not find a soyer that we bring something similar to it as a nedava. The true truth is, of course, the Chagiga and the Ria, we do find an Adama. So in other words, we're narrowing in over here. We started off by saying, okay, those things we took for granted, that they're going choyva b'mo'adechem. Then we said, if that's the case, let's go all the way. So then we pointed out, no, we still have our rule, but it's modified. The rule originally we thought was the actual carbon that's b'nadav and adav. Then we saw that if it comes b'mo'ed, even if this particular carbon is b'mo'ed choyva, but a similar carbon can be brought b'nadav and adav. When it comes to sayir chatas, there's no way to bring a sayir chatas b'nadav. So the Eila, yes, you could bring the Nadava. The Shamei Hagiga, yes, you could bring the Nadava. But Asira Katas, you can't bring the Nadava. So in other words, the rule is true, but it's only where it's the type of thing that we excluded. Okay? So therefore, Asira Katas does not require a Nesachim brought with it. Then it says, La'aseis Reach Micheach La'Hashem. What's the purpose of that? I already learned out all of the din. What are you adding by saying mina bakar minatzon? Matam lomar. Well, that's because the fishinamar oila oizava. Back at the beginning when it said oila, that could include an oila side. Therefore, you have to know that it's only mina bakar minatzon, but from an oath, there's nothing in the suffering. Tamud lomar mina bakar minatzon divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, no, you don't need minabakar minatzon. Because when it said before our law of Zavak, Zavak refers to something that I use a knife to chef. That's called Zvicha. There's no din of Zvicha on an oath. I do Malika. So by oath ain't no Zavak. So it's from the combination of Eloi Zavak. I understand that an oath is included. Excluded. Imkein matam loma minabakar minatzon. So therefore, Tanya Rabbi Yonatan, what do I need mina bakar minatzon for? I'll tell you. If you take a look back at the very beginning of Vayikra, it says, Adam ki akriv michem korban la'ashem mina beima mina bakar u'minatzon. Now, you might easily make the mistake of thinking, Yocho, ha'im ha'rei alay olay abhi mishneyem. You think if somebody says, I'm chayav to bring an eilam, he would have to bring mina beima, meaning mina bakar minatzon. If he doesn't, he didn't say it, has to bring both. How do I know that he can choose which one to bring? Talmud lomar, therefore, it says over here in Shlach and Bamidbar, mina bakar o minatzon. Rata achad maybe, rata shnayi maybe. He can be mekayim his nether, no matter how he does it. Now, problem is, this is very strange, because Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan are the ones that have the famous machlokas legabe aviv the imo kilel, as to whether you need a separate drasha to tell me aviv kilel imo kilel, or whether wherever the Torah says two things, it means either one, not both, right? Now the strange thing is that Rabbi Yonatan, who says over here that where it says mina bakar minatzon, the reason is because I would have said that mina bakar minatzon means both. He's gufa the man the amar who says that wherever you have a list of things, it never means both. It always means either, unless the Torah specifies yachtav, right? Like it does by kelayim, yachtav, okay? Semro pishtin yachtav. If it wouldn't say yachtav, then it would mean either or. So now, Rabbi Yoshe is the one who says that if you mean either or, you have to say either or. And here the Mamish reversed their shitas. Rabbi Yonatan is the one who says over here, oh, since it says minabakar minatzon, I thought that meant both together. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yonatan lamin likra, ha'amar achi frot l'cha katuv yachdav. I thought Rabbi Yonatan is the man the Amar who holds that unless the Torah says both, it means either. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me over here Allah Zava? Ah, because this is different, you see. Salam kadaita chamina. Hayo v'tsiv u min hatzon. Look, notice how it sets up. Odom ki akrim mekem korban l'ashem mina ve'ima. Right? Okay. So then it says, mina bakar. And then it says, mina tzon. That's what it should say. Mina bakar, mina tzon. You have your choice. Why do you say u min hatzon? You come to define now Bakar. So, I mean, Behemah, Mashman, that Bakar and Tzom together is the Pirush of Behemah. So, if, by the case of Mekalel Aviv, you can't say Mekalel Aviv Imo, because then it would be Mashma, the father was Mekalel the mother. You can't say Mekalel Aviv Imo. So over there I understand that it means either or, and or. But over here, it didn't have to say the Vav at all. Therefore, I would have thought that it's as if it says Yaakov. I mean, the Pasuk or Lo Azav has to tell me either or. And how about the reversal in Rav Yoshia? Rav Yoshia says over there, Afagav the Lotzi Yaakov. Command the Chiv Yaakov. So according to Rav Yoshia, where it doesn't say Yaakov and it says and, it means both together. So then why doesn't he need the Pasuk over here, Ola Azav has to tell me either or? He should require the Pasuk Lechalik. Instead, he says, no, you don't need the Pasuk Lechalik. Need the Pasuk to tell me not oath. They say, how do we explain that? He does have a Pasuk Lechalik. Because he says, it says, Haksiv, Im Olad Korbano Min HaBakar. Then it says, Ve'im Min HaTzon Korbano. You see, separate Korbanos. Oh, says Rabbi Yonasan. That doesn't prove anything. Ve'idat Yitzrit. The guy said the Farish. Hare alai korban min habakar. Hare alai korban min hatzon. Okay? What do you do? You do. Imola korbanor. Min hatzon korbanor. But what if I say stop? Hare alai oila? Then I'd have to bring broth. Because it says min habemeh, min habakar min hatzon. So kamash malan. That even this stama, I don't bring mitar by Hakamash Malan. So now we worked out the shitas, both of Rav Yonasan and of Rav Yoshia, Lushita Tan. What happened to everybody this morning?